If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode-starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the Cinema Gold Show with your host, Larry Leese. Join us as Cinema Gold dives into the latest Hollywood film and TV news and everything in between. Tune in each weekday on your favorite podcast platform.
From George A. Romero's Night of the Living Dead to Robert Kirkman's The Walking Dead, zombies reanimated corpses who want nothing more than to eat soft and squishy living humans have shuffled their way into pop culture. We've seen everything from over-the-top gore fest to bleak character-driven stories involving the hungry waves of the undead. Some movies have even turned the zombie apocalypse, which is a seriously horrifying scenario, into hilarious comedies. Now director Christopher Landon's Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse is a film attempting to have fun with swarms of flesh-eating corpses. As you can tell by the title, this one's all about a group of scouts who find themselves right in the middle of a zombie apocalypse. Or zombie outbreak, I should say. Three high schoolers, Ben, played by Ty Sheridan, Carter, played by Logan Miller, and Augie, played by Joey Morgan, are on a camping trip to celebrate Augie getting his latest patch. Even though Augie is passionate about being a scout, Ben and Carter really want to quit. Once Augie falls asleep, they're going to sneak away so they can check out the seniors' party. A party which is, of course, way more elaborate than like 99% of actual high school parties. As Ben and Carter drive away and Augie's left on his own, their townsfolk are rapidly turned into zombies. It's not long before the duo bumps it into Denise, played by Sarah DeMont, a cocktail waitress at a strip club who's also a badass with a shotgun, and they all attempt to save everyone who's left alive from the zombies. Thanks to a cameo by the energetic Blake Anderson, Workaholic fans should be happy with a decent amount of the opening scene. Ty Sheridan, a.k.a. Young Cyclops in the upcoming, X-Men Apocalypse, and Sarah DuMont do a fine job with the material they have, but it's Joey Morgan who gives the most memorable performances. He's believably well-meaning as he's enthusiastic about being a scout. The thing is, his two friends are seemingly embarrassed. He's a mostly lovable character, so if you're thinking of one of the lead characters is going to die at some point, the odds are pretty good you'll keep hoping that it won't be him. It's too bad they use Augie for some unoriginal fart and poop jokes, but he handles it amusingly enough, and it's countered by pretty much everything else he does. Oh, and the noises he makes while running just may remind Futurama fans of Zoidberg. Carter is the kind of guy who cares about two things, girls and trying to be popular. You've seen this type of high school character a million times before. You probably know a few from your own experiences in school. Since Ben's a legitimately good guy, and Augie's the very innocent one, this leaves a lot of the dirty and vulgar comments to Carter. You know, stuff like saying an old lady who lives alone with a bunch of cats probably finds a way to, well, get it on with them. Unfortunately, a good amount of Carter jokes don't come up as clever, just crude. There's plenty of movies that can unleash countless lowbrow jokes, but they also find a way to make it feel creative and witty. And that's why it's so important when you're going for that kind of humor. Here, that really isn't the case. Obviously, humor is subjective, and some of you will probably love his one-liners. I see myself enjoying them more back when I was in high school or early college. And it seems like that's the demographic this movie is going for. It's just too bad these jokes probably won't hold up for people who aren't in that age range. Even though the character didn't make me laugh very often, the movie thankfully avoided turning him into a completely unlikable, obnoxious person. So there's that. There's some entertaining gags with the zombies. I can't help but find a zombie wearing a YOLO shirt amusing. But there's also some major leaps in logic and inconsistencies with the decaying creatures too. Sometimes zombies act like ninjas or showed significant signs of their humanity, and other times they're standard zombies. Or the person using the weapon with the least amount of ammo seems to have turned on an unlimited ammo cheat. In the end, it's obvious the movie's focused on delivering quick laughs, gore, and jump scares. Not logical developments and consistency. Sometimes it does succeed with its jump scares, and there's at least two graphic parts that'll make people cringe. But there's also quite a few times where you'll see the scare coming a mile away. The overall story really is all kind of standard. Of course, no one is going into this movie expecting a brilliant and emotional story. But everything from the drama between the three friends to the outcome just isn't original. Even though some of the characters are likable, the predictable beats don't make this one as engaging as it could have been. There's a decent message about valuing your true friends, but getting emotionally attached to the movie just isn't likely. Shaun of the Dead and Zombieland are great examples of zombie comedies that not only bring thrills and laughs, but also a story that's gripping and it gets you to really care about everyone involved. Sure, there are some surprises in Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse, but they're only in the form of some pretty amusing jump scares, not directions with the characters or the way the overall story plays out. So, to break it all down, Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse is ridiculously juvenile. We're talking about a movie where a zombie's penis and another zombie's boobs could probably receive credit on the movie's IMDb page. There's some fun and silly moments in here, but the crass and predictable material does tend to overshadow the clever stuff. The end result is an okay movie that has some decent scares and a few good laughs. So, to give our rating, we're going to put it at probably 2.5 stars. It's not the worst movie in the world. It's not the greatest. And it's probably on the bottom tier of zombie movies. But let us know your thoughts in the comments section below. What did you think of Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse? And give us your ranking of the movie. Of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/cinemagold. And as always, give us a thumbs up if you like our video, hit that subscribe button, and hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And of course, as always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see
you. Have been watching the Cinema Gold Show. Follow us on Twitter at Cinema Gold Show. Find us on Instagram at The Cinema Gold Show. And on Facebook, facebook.com/The Cinema Gold Show.